Welcome, welcome, welcome to a fabulous Wine Wednesday, my dear friends and listeners. It's the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County and throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, joined by my partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner, proud owner and executive chef of the Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Well, hello there.
Hi, stranger.
How are you?
I'm real good. Now that you are open Monday through Saturday, I see a lot less of you.
I know, because it's just a longer work week.
'Tis true.
Not a problem, though. But we still have, you know, everything is fun and everything's going great.
I bet. And with Valentine's right around the corner, I mean, you are practically filled, but there's still a couple of small openings for folks that are thinking, oh, you know what? I should really make that reservation.
Sure, absolutely. If you, you know, kind of forgot in the 364 days in between last Valentine's Day and this Valentine's Day, and you're going, oh, God, we do have some early reservations as of right now, probably 5 o'clock, and then we might have a few after about 8:30.
Perfect. And that's going to be...
we've been booked for weeks.
1 week from today.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, 1 week from today. And of course, you have a new paint color on the building. I don't know if anyone else noticed.
Gosh. It's so funny when I call back people who leave reservation requests in the morning. I call and I go, hey, this is Kitty. I got your message. Your table's all set. And they're like, now you're in that blue building. I mean, that it really stood out the second we painted it. It's only been painted for about a week now. But yeah, love it.
It's like the new landmark.
I mean,
yeah. Absolutely.
Love the color.
Okay, so we have a great guest on the show because we are an area that really brings in all sorts of talent and all sorts of great activities,
yes.
Leisure activities, sporting activities, things that we can really enjoy because our weather is so profoundly fantastic.
Well, and we're right in the middle of polo season.
Exactly.
Polo traditionally in Vero starts the third Sunday of January and runs until Easter or the Sunday thereafter. Sometimes it goes a little bit longer, but you know me. I'm a
Kitty's
complete
quite the polo fan.
Polo fanatic. I love going to the games. I've been going to, you know, the charity cups at Windsor are always fun. The polo out at Point West, which is now B&G or something like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But what's better than, you know, sleeping late on Sunday, getting up, packing a picnic basket and go sitting outside in our glorious weather and watching the horses?
Not a whole lot.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
And of course, when I said to Kitty, we have a guest, we're going to be talking about the Windsor Cup. And it's going to be really fun. It's very polo driven. She brings a delicious bottle of bubbly champagne in an old world classic.
The classic bottle. Old world bottle style, which is short and very stout. They don't put them in bottles like that anymore. So this is really a great find for me. It's a really good champagne. But Windsor does polo really well, and it's always a great time to be there.
Well, and with that being said, I would like to introduce our listeners to Mr. Max Secunda. He's the match director for the February 17th event that's going to have gates open at 11 a.m. Max, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no, thanks so much for having me, Anna. Yeah, it's great. I'm really excited about the game. Thanks very much.
As you should be. Of course, you've already ordered up ideal perfect weather.
Yeah.
So that's very generous.
We've been really lucky in the past. We haven't ever had a rain out, and so God forbid that happens.
Yeah, let's keep the tradition
really
going.
Good.
Ooh,
the
nice.
Field's really good and being cut really tight and dry, and at the moment it looks perfect.
Well, I adore that, and because you're expecting a good turnout, give our listeners a little bit of background about the event and what we can expect on February 17th.
Well, I think this will be the fourth event we've had, the fourth Charity Polo Cup, and each time it's grown.
Perfect.
Last time we had 1,200 people attending.
Oh, is that all? Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty good for a polo game in Little Vero. And really good quality polo. We've had some players over the last few games that have come from all over the world and some really, truly legendary players that are in the U.S. Polo Hall of Fame. Some of them that have won the really biggest tournaments in the world. And I was one of the four people that came up with the idea a few years ago. And for me personally, it was really important to try and showcase the sport at the very best level we could. So that was a real goal, you know, from the beginning. We've been able to maintain that, having great players. And it's in an amazing setting at Windsor, and people love to just come into Windsor and see it and have a really good time. It's a party, so it's a great day.
Absolutely. And since we aren't opposed to name dropping, can you give us some examples of some folks, some of these big names?
We've had a player play called Memo Grassida, and he's won 17 U.S. Opens, which is pretty mind-boggling. You know, any sport, anyone that's won anything once or twice knows how hard it is, and he really is a legend of the game. And then this time, we're really excited because we've got Nacho Figueras.
What?
And he's
Kitty's giving two thumbs up. She's very excited.
I'm excited about seeing Nacho play.
Yeah, well, I think all the girls are, so we're expecting a few hundred women to come, you know, like flocking after Nacho. Yeah, because, you know, for anyone that doesn't know him, of course, he's the face of Ralph Lauren. He's become very famous over the last few years and for that modeling contract and very recognizable guy, and he's a good polo player. We've had polo players that are better than him, but he's a real ambassador for the sport. He's a real gentleman, fun guy, gives a lot of time to the public, and he's really popular. So we've been trying to get him for a few years, and he's coming this time, so it's really good.
Yay! 2018 is epic already. Gosh,
it's going to be
a good start.
It's going to be good.
Okay, so what can folks who are listening that might be new to the world of polo and like the idea that this is a charity event, how can they get involved? What is the process like?
Well, there are basically three ways to attend. To come and spectate, and there's a stand that you can sit in. That's the most affordable way. You could also tailgate. There's a really fun side of the field, one full-length side of the field, which is nearly 300 yards long. On the ocean side of the Windsor Polo Field is just tailgating. So it's really festive. People bring their own food. They decorate the cars. They set up chairs, umbrellas, and there's a tailgate competition. So that's a really fun side of the field.
Oh, who doesn't love a good contest?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We're totally getting ready for that.
Now we have training.
We have a tailgate spot. Secret stealth mission to acquire a certain amount of objects that we're looking for.
Oh, that is terrific.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Awesome.
Well, what's the third way? Yeah.
And then on the other side of the field is the luncheon, which I've seen the menu to, and it's just going to be over the top, amazing food. And sit-down lunch, really beautiful tables, excellent food, great company. And there's a lot of other stuff going on the side. We're going to have a concourse of Porsche cars, a vending village with some really great vendors from, all over the world, actually.
Oh, how fun.
So I think there's a little something for everyone. And, you know, wandering around outside on a huge lawn with the kids running around barefoot and lots of things to do and the horses flying past, you know, right in front of you is apparently really exciting to a lot of people.
It's a great way to spend an afternoon, to say the least.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so the gates open at 11.
Right, that's right.
And how much time would one allot for this experience?
Well, people come as soon as the gates open. The tailgating side, there's a section of the tailgating side that's basically, you know, the first one in gets the best spot. So there are people lined up at 11. And there are things to do from then on because we have a junior player demonstration. So we've got some young players playing on the field at 11:45. So the action kicks off pretty quickly.
Oh, that'll be fun to watch. When you say some young players, like what are their age ranges?
They're young. They're players that I've got into the game myself and coach. And I think the youngest one on the field is going to be 6 years old. No, he just turned seven. Sorry, last week he turned seven, and he's a pretty amazing kid.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be running up and down the field on a full sized horse, you know, and actually hitting the ball. And the older ones are 12, 13. So they're children, and they're playing polo, and that's a real passion for me. Getting, you know, young people into the game. So that'll be fun for them, and people find that really interesting. And then the lunch begins at 11:30, 11:45, same time as those kids play polo.
Okay. And then the actual game itself kicks off around 2, is that?
Yeah, that's right, 2 o'clock. Yep.
Okay. And the, just for our listeners, this polo match is a charity event. Who does it benefit?
The Michael J. Fox Foundation.
Oh, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay, great. That's and, a great cause.
Yeah.
And so, then are we playing high goal or low goal?
No, it's high goal polo. It's,
oh, great. That's a lot of action. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the players, we've got players coming from Wellington and a couple from Argentina.
Nice.
In fact, Nacho Figueres has an amazing breeding operation in Argentina. And he has a team that plays in the Argentine Open. That's the most important tournament in the world with no handicap limit. It's the total pinnacle of the sport. And the team that he started is called Jatai. And he'll have 2 of the players from his Argentine Open team. So bear in mind, that's half of the of his Argentine Open team because there are 4 players in the team. So 2 brothers, Magu and Inaki Laprida, combined with him and 1 amateur. So, I mean, you've got half of an Argentine
Open
team.
A lot of talent out there.
Right there, plus Nacho. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the teams are going to be good. They put on a real show. You know, I mean, they run around and it's a real show of polo at its best, top quality polo. So, you know, you don't see much missing. The players are running full speed, going from one end of the field to the other very quickly. It's really flowing, really good shot making, passing, good contact. People are amazed when they watch it.
Naturally. And so those listeners who are thinking, okay, my weekend happens to be open. A lot of folks, because there is so much to do this time of year, wait for that 1 week, 2 week out to see if they're really able to commit. If they say, yes, I can, and I want to do one of the 3 options, either sit in the stands, put together a little tailgating session, or perhaps participate in the tent and the
luncheon.
Yeah.
How do they go about obtaining tickets, entrance, further details?
They just have to Google Windsor Charity Polo, and they'll go straight to the website, and they can purchase everything there. And I'd encourage them to be quick because it's almost full. You know, so definitely, if people are thinking about going, they should look into it immediately.
Make the commitment.
Totally.
February 17th is right around the corner.
You won't be sorry. I can tell you, if you've never been to a polo match, it is simply spectacular.
And it's very welcoming. It's very fun. You know, some people think, well, that's not for me. Why would I go? Polo, it's stuffy, or it's a boring sport. But when they go, they meet amazing people that are having a great time. They see incredible animals being ridden by great athletes, going extremely fast. They realize, my gosh, this is a really intense physical sport. They're always amazed when they see it close up. And you meet fantastic, interesting people at polo, and people seem to have a really good time. So I'd encourage people that are thinking about going that maybe they don't think it's for them, they should give it a try.
I think that's really good advice because I know a lot of folks who just have never been exposed to it. My first time was with Kitty. I was in good hands. And yeah. I was very lucky. Remember when we were stomping the divots, which is a huge aspect of
absolutely
of the experience. They were out hitting the ball around, and I was standing just so that the ball went through my legs as the stomping of the divots was happening. And they came over and told me that that was very good luck and allowed me to keep the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very exciting.
I always try to bring it new people, but it, you know, you're exactly right because Max is exactly right. I can't tell you, I have never been to a polo game where I didn't meet my neighbors, whether I'm in the grandstand or whether I'm tailgating. Everybody is just so convivial and so nice, and it's just such a relaxed atmosphere. It's just wonderful. I mean, let's face it, you're in an outdoor sporting activity. People are walking around with glasses of wine and talking, and it's really fun, and there are dogs and kids, and it's very family-oriented.
There's going to be eclectic shopping
know,
from
I'm
all over the world.
I'm kind of excited about
that. If that's not an enticing offering, Max, I just don't know what is. And should we say, because obviously we do have a lot of lady listeners, and if they are new, should we say for attire, what would be a suggested? Are we thinking
Well, you're going to be outside in the sun, and that is a good point to bring up. Check the weather, see what the weather's going to be like, and just wear something casual. You do not need to be fancy. You just want to be comfortable because you're going to be outside. It might be breezy. It might be warm. So just whatever you do, make sure that you're just comfortable, because you will never see anybody at a polo match. Well, only if it's their first time in high heels, because, you know, flats are the de rigueur, flip-flops, stuff like that. You just want to wear something really comfortable. You're probably going to be sitting on a blanket or walking around talking to people or sitting in a grandstand. So, you know, it's not like going to Kentucky Derby. You're not wearing your pearls in the fanciest dress you own.
That's
definitely good advice on the high heels, I'd say. Yeah,
it's hard to stop divots when you're making holes in the
field. See,
these
are the things we get to talk about on a radio show. We get to elaborate. It's things you can't really pick up on an ad.
And these are things that you do need to know.
Exactly.
Because it's at Windsor, and Windsor is fancy, and it's beautiful, and it's great. But this is a relaxed, good time for a charity, and everybody just wants to support the charity and have a good time outside.
Well said. Yeah. So, Max, once more, we're just going to Google Windsor Charity Cup, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Everything can be purchased right from the website, February 17th. Gates open at 11 o'clock. It's going to be a good time, and it's going to which charity again?
And the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And also, locally, it's supporting the Alzheimer's Foundation. So it's supporting nationally and locally.
That's epic. We certainly appreciate you coming on. We are going to go to a quick commercial break, but there's a lot more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. You're listening to The Vero Insider.
Let's talk home ownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances, with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Welcome back to another edition of the Vero Insider. We are talking polo. But before we delve a little deeper, I do want to give some shout outs to some great sponsors like Caliber Home Loans. No matter if it's your first home, your second home, if you're upsizing, downsizing, reach out to the team at Caliber if you are thinking of owning a new home for 2018. Right? They can steer you in the right direction. It's always a complimentary consultation. If you are wanting to look fabulous on Valentine's Day, visit my friends at Foxy Nails in the hair studio of Vero. Manicure, pedicure, waxing, Foxy Nails can handle you 7 days a week. Great pricing. Hair studio of Vero, Oslo and US 1. Fresh cut, color, style. And now with some little boutique shopping. So as you process, you can find that perfect accessory for your big night out. What a bonus.
And you can get the perfect updo.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She does a great job.
I know.
She really does.
She's very creative, and they're beautiful.
I agree. And then, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We are the community mover. We just were at Garden Fest this weekend, and so many folks that live in Windsor and the other communities said, oh, you guys are just great. We love you. We trust you. And that means the world to us. So if you hear of anyone needing help with the heavy lifting, it would be our honor to help them in their move, whether it's local, whether it's long distance. We are an agent with Beacons. We can bring you into or out of Florida. Or if you're just getting ready to do some spring cleaning and you need the furniture up and out of the way so you can get to the rugs and the hardwoods, we're happy to help. So we got a great set of sponsors. Visit theveroinsider.com to show them some love, like the Blue Star.
Yep.
With private areas so you can host a great party. Maybe a volunteer appreciation party for the Windsor Charity Cup. I'm just planting seeds, Max.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
Just planting seeds.
Not a bad idea.
I'm here for all of those things. It's matchmaking. It's one of the things I do so well. Okay, so Max, we were chatting a little bit during the commercial break, Kitty and I, because she is such a polo fan, and she really does know a lot of the behind the scenes and the backstory of Vero and how Vero got its polo scene, because you spent so many years at Windsor.
Exactly.
As the executive chef.
No, sous chef.
Sous chef, sorry.
Yep.
But, Max, where is that incredibly handsome accent of yours from?
I'm English. Yeah, I come from England. Yep.
Got you. Okay. And so you rattled off those Argentinian names very well, and I know that our listeners probably wouldn't mind hearing it again. Some of the headliners that we can expect for February 17th and all of the fun that goes with it at the 4th annual Windsor Charity Cup.
Yeah, some of the great players that we have this year are Magu and Iñaki Laprida that play for Jatay in the Argentine Open. That's Nacho Figueres' team. He's the famous model I mentioned, and he's also going to be here playing. Very good player. And Lucas Criado, he's the top player that plays for Orchard Hill until last year. They won the US Open 2 years ago. Really top-class player. Ooh. He's won the British Open, the US Open, and a very good player from England called Malcolm Borick. He's played over 50 times for England. And
wow.
A really good American player called Chris Campson. That is based in Wellington, played all the top tournaments in this country for the last 10, 15 years. Really fun guy.
Nice.
Visitors will like him. And then, of course, we have a celebrity on either team. One's John Walsh, that I worked for many years, playing polo for him. And the other is Salvatore Ferragamo.
Oh, wow.
So people love to have them around.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. So is there any opportunity for some sort of meet and greet for those that are in that beautiful luncheon
area?
Totally possible.
The players are so personable.
Oh, great.
And both before the game, they're so accessible. You can walk up and you can chat to Salvatore. I mean, people locally know John Walsh. He's such a friendly guy.
Absolutely.
He never walks away from anyone.
So that's so true.
He stays for ages chatting. Everyone is just there having a good time. And it's very open and accessible.
So on February 17th, once you Google Windsor Charity Cup and you reserve your tickets, not only can you be guaranteed great viewing, great camaraderie, potentially great food and drink, whether it's something that you get there or you bring your own.
Yep.
Right? But you get to mix, mingle, maybe meet a few celebrities, and all for great local causes and big causes in regards to the charities that this is supporting.
Yeah, that's right.
It's my favorite way to do good deeds is to have fun while doing it. It's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
There's also a pretty amazing raffle that I ought to mention.
Oh, you better get it in quick, Max.
Yeah. I think the girls out there love this because the tickets are five for $100, and the biggest raffle item is really... Not that I know much about jewelry, but it is really an incredible diamond necklace and earrings, and it's valued at $50,000, and it's been donated by Maria Canali.
Wow.
It's really impressive. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, folks, you know where to be February 17th. Max, thanks for joining us on this broadcast. We appreciate you, and certainly make sure you support our sponsors at theveroinsider.com. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks a lot.